Daf Nun Dalet and Aleph. We're going to discuss a little bit the sugya on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis about the Halakas Ner B'Yemei Kippurim. The Mishnah says places where they are Noyik to be Madlik and Ner in Yom Kippur, you light the Ner in Yom Kippur. Places where Noyik not to be Madlik and Ner, you don't light the Ner. And the Gemara says they both want to skavel a davar echad. The Gemara doesn't explain, Rashi explains in the Rishonim. They both wanted to stop Tashmish Shemitah. The ones that made a ner was because you're not mishamish lara ner, and that will prevent people from being mishamish mitasa. And the ones that didn't have a ner, the pshat is because if there would be a ner there, he'll see his wife and be misava. So not having a ner, so he won't see his wife, he won't have a taiva to violate the din of Issa Tashmish Shemitah on Yom Kippur. They both wanted to stop it, either by having a ner that will prevent them from doing it, or by not having an heir, so you won't have the taiva to do so. Now there's a machlekes rishonim, do you make a bracha on hadlakas neiros in Yom Kippur? The Rosh in Yuma, when he brings down the sugya, the end he says that you make a bracha, just like you make on Shabbos, a bracha l'hadlak neiros on Shabbos, you make a bracha l'hadlak neiros on Yom Kippur because of shalom bayis, he says. The Mordechai over here says, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a minig. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, you don't make a bracha on a minig. Sometimes you do make a bracha on a minig, but here especially, it's not a minig in all places. You don't make a bracha on a minig. That's what he says. But in Yuma he says that perhaps when Shabbos and Yom Kippur come together, well there the Gemara says, if Shimon Elazar says, that you do make a madlik in all places because covered Shabbos. And even though Agamar says Chacham Eishim, we paskin we do light even a Makom Shnag Yishloi LaHadlik. That's how the Rambam paskins. So he says fine. So on Shabbos of Yom Kippur, you would make a bracha, but I guess only LaHadlik National Shabbos. But he brings a smack that no, you only make a bracha when you're lighting the candles for the Suda. There's no Suda Yom Kippur. You don't make a bracha even on Shabbos Yom Kippur. So the three shittas, the Rosh says that you make a bracha every Yom Kippur. The Mordechai has a shita that only when it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, and a shita even then you don't. But what's the pshat in the Rosh? First of all, you don't make a bracha on a minig. The Gemara says it's a minig. And second of all, why did the Rosh say you make a bracha with a shalom bayis? The Gemara says that the reason why you light is not because of shalom bayis. The reason why you light is to prevent Tashmish Shemitah. Why did the Rosh say that you light because of shalom bayis? Pella. So I think we could learn two possible pshatim in the Rosh. One is from the Sfas Emes. So Hasemis says like this. So Hasemis says, Chazal and Masakin, every Shabbos and Yandiv to light, Yom Kippur is of course included. What's the Pshat? Is a Makom Shnag Shel Hadlak Reim Kippur? Zog to Hasemis, it must be, because since they didn't want Tashemit, they're afraid if he has a light, he'll see his wife, he'll be Mesava. So in the male, they were Madchil the Takana of lighting Alakas Neiris Yom Kippur in order to prevent Tashemit. And the other ones, they said, no, having an air prevents Tash Shemitah. But once the minig is to light, so then you're going to go back to the takana, that there's a takana to light because of Shalom Bayis. The only reason is, the Varta was like this. Both sides, I think, agreed that if this will prevent Tash Shemitah, it's kedai not to do the takana. And after no pshat, there's a takana to light, but that's what they both agreed. Because one side said, okay, so let's not light, that will prevent Tashemitah. I said, no, if you don't light, that will cause Tashemitah. By lighting, you're going to prevent Tashemitah because you can't be Misham Mishlor in there. But once you're going to light, so then you're going back to the Takana. That's as far as Sfas Emes' pshat. And we say also a different pshat. See, there's a discussion in the Paskin like this. The Meril says, and the Akimashi brings it down in the Ramah Paskin this way, Alachal Lameisa. If you're going to have light in the house and not going to have light in your bedroom, so you did both. You got both problems. There was a minig. Some place a minig bedafka to light to prevent tashemita. Some place bedafka not to light. So you shouldn't see your wife and have a type for tashemita. If you're gonna have a light in your house, so then you'll see your wife. So you'll have a type of. And you don't have a light in the bedroom, so you're not preventing tashemita. So you got the worst of both worlds. Can't do that. If there's a light in your house, you have to make sure there's also a light in your bedroom. But the Magen Avraham says the minig was not necessarily that way. You see, even today, everyone has a light in their house. They don't keep the house completely dark. But I guess the halacha is you should make a light in your bedroom. That's at least you should at least yesh lahachmir. But I don't think that's universally done. So what's the pshat? So the Magen Avraham brings a Mordechai that says, first one Mordechai says that on Yom Kippur you should have a table set. I guess he means with a tablecloth, and you should have lights lit the covered Shabbos because it's called Shabbos Shabbosim. And it doesn't make a difference. Very interesting. In another place, the Mordechai is discussing the Rosh, right? The Rosh says you make a bracha. You make a bracha, like we said. And the Mordechai says, no. The Mordechai says, no, you don't make a bracha because the whole reason to light is to vent Hashemit, it's a minig. He says, then he's like this, but maybe you'll tell me that's only in the bedroom. But in the house, you mechuyev to light. So the Mordechai can't be, because since the Mishnah says, about the midrashes, about the gnesias, vice afelim. It doesn't say in the house. Vice says you don't light in the house, which the chayyus is steered to the other mordechai. Like the Arkei Moshe asks, it says you do light in the house. But I'll upon him, the Magen Avraham says you see that the mordechai wasn't bothered by this. He doesn't ask a kasha. What do you mean? If you can light in the house, you'll see your wife. You'll be misafa. Vice says there's only a problem that you'll see your wife and being misafa in the bedroom. In the house, there's no problem. I say vice says. So in the house, it's okay to light. In the bedroom, that's the Tumen Hagen. So you see, and you see this really from the Mordechai. L'chayr, the Pshat and the Rosh is, he held the Minig Lahadlik and the Minig Shlei Lahadlik meant there was a Minig to put a candle in the bedroom, a Minig not to put a candle in the bedroom. But in the house, could be still the same Tekana to light. That's the L'chayr, Pshat and the Rosh. Now, what's Shrei with this Pshat, and it's also Shrei with this Shvat Semis' Pshat, if there is a Din Takana to light in Yom Kippur, whether you say like the Shvat Semis, it's Nidcha because of the Minig Shloi Lahadlik, but when there's a Minig Lahadlik, then it's Chayz of Anishness, or whether you say like me, that the Minig Lahadlik or Shloi Lahadlik is in the bedroom, like the Magen Avraham is Mitzadid, and in the house is still a Chiyav to light through the Rosh, but either way, what's the Pshat in the Gemara that Shabbos is different? The Gemara says Shabbos, even Magen Avraham Shloi Lahadlik, you madlik nekvay Shabbos. Why? You anyway have a chiv to madlik on Yom Kippur. Either that's nidcha because of the problem of tashemita, or you'll say that that's only in the bedroom. But you do light in the house. But either way, you anyway have this chiv. So what's the chiluk Shabbos Yom Kippur Yom Kippur? I don't have a good teretz for that, but I'll come upon him. I think that's the pshat in the Rosh that says that you make a bracha because of shalom bayis. That the pshat is that you have another tekana. You're not lighting. If you're lighting stam to prevent tashemit, you will make a bracha. But once you have to light, or if it's in the house and not in the bedroom, you have to, the regular chiyuv of lakas neiros. And lefizo kamen afkamina. If somebody's not married, he also has to light with a bracha. Lefimin again, when they make a bracha. Because the din to light on Yom Kippur, there's a minig in the bedroom, light or not to light, but the din to light on Yom Kippur, that's even not mitzad preventing tashemitah.